VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ethiopia's prime minister says his government has foiled a coup attempt in a region outside the capital, Addis Ababa. It comes after news that the army chief of staff had been killed. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed told the state broadcaster overnight that his administration thwarted the attempted coup in the region of Amhara, led by a very high-ranking military official and others within the country's military. In his address, Abiy said some people had been killed and others wounded in the operation. The U.S. Embassy reported gunfire being heard Saturday in the capital and urged people to be careful. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he is delaying a nationwide sweep to deport people living in the U.S. illegally. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It starts, you know, during the course of this next week, maybe even a little bit earlier than that.
That's what President Trump told reporters as he headed off to Camp David Saturday morning. But a couple of hours later, he tweeted that he was delaying the operations for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded with her own tweet saying the delay is welcome and would provide time to work on comprehensive immigration reform, adding families belong together. Earlier, President Trump laid out what he expects to see.
We need Congress to fix the loopholes and fix asylum, and we will have the cleanest border there is.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea's state media on Sunday released a still image that said Kim Jong-un was reading a letter from U.S. President Trump. Kim said with satisfaction that the letter is of excellent content, appreciating the political judging faculty and extraordinary courage of President Trump. Kim Jong-un said that he would seriously contemplating the interesting content, according to the Korean Central News Agency. Nuclear talks between the U.S. and North Korea broke down after the failed summit between Kim and Trump in February in Vietnam. This is VOA News. President Trump said that he planned major new sanctions against Iran to take effect Monday without providing any details. On Friday, Mr. Trump said that he had canceled late Thursday a retaliatory strike against several Iranian targets. Speaking to reporters as he departed the White House for Camp David, the president said that he didn't like that Iran shot down a U.S. drone, but as it was unmanned, he feels like strikes that might have killed 150 Iranians would have been an inappropriate response.
Everybody was saying I'm a warmonger, and now they say I'm a dove. And I think I'm neither. You want to know the truth? I'm a man with common sense, and that's what we need in this country is common sense.
Trump's tone was much softer on Saturday after a week of intense actions between the U.S. and Iran. Concern about a potential armed confrontation between the U.S. and Iran has been growing since U.S. officials recently blamed Tehran for mine attacks on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, allegations Tehran denies, and of course, Iran's downing of the unmanned U.S. drone this week. Mauritanian voters are awaiting final results after going to the polls Saturday in the country's first election without an incumbent presidential candidate since the 2008 coup. Polling station closed at 7 p.m. across the Sahara Desert Nation, and preliminary results have yet to be announced. Cambodian officials say at least 17 construction workers are dead after a building under construction in a coastal city collapsed. Another 24 are injured. It is not clear how many people remain missing. The workers were sleeping on the second floor of the seven-story building early Saturday morning. Survivors said at least 50 to 60 workers used the building as their housing. The project was to be a condominium and was owned by a Chinese investor. Police have detained four people for questioning about the collapse, all said to be Chinese. Again, voters are awaiting final results going into the polls Saturday in the country's first election without an incumbent presidential candidate since the 2008 coup. Polling stations closed at 7 p.m. across the Sahara Desert Nation, and preliminary results are expected at some point. The voters were mobilized for the elections. It's seen as a significant portion of the country's democratic history. But many are worried that the Independent National Electoral Commission, which earlier this year refused appeals to employ foreign observers, may not hold fair elections there. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. Voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.